Blog Talk Radio.
No made up nigga, I'm straight up nigga. Still in the projects where I came up nigga. On a scaffold doing 10 sets of 10, getting my weight up nigga. I'm no shooter, but my shooters that have your brain exposed. But I'll shoot 5 in a second, homie, and break your nose. Talk the past, I'm dead ass. I was living life fast with my pistol in the grass. Digging in my ass, trying to finish up the last so I can sit it in the stash. OE sweat dripping from the bag. Milk crate, sitting on the ass while I'm looking left and right for them niggas with the bag. My mom's bitches really had crack on them. 12-12s and I kept them shit packed for them. Yeah, they came back for them. I could paint it so vivid cause I really lived it. If rap fail, I stack kale and show you how to
I'm in the club, bottle in hand, doing my two step. While I got my gun in my pants, call it the
hammer dance.
Bitches dancing on a nigga when they feel the gun. I tell them we doing the
hammer dance. Two-stepping with my weapon on. You good? I'm just checking, homie. Family, you don't stand a chance. While I got this gun in my pants, doing my hammer dance.
Needs LA.
Yo, what's going on there, good people? It's your man Beach Bum Gun live on the off ramp. Yo, okay, my bad, folks. Back on the radio. Got some technical difficulties out here, but we back. We're going to try to bring this show to you live and as well as we can. Welcome to the off-ramp on this wonderful, wonderful August 2nd, 2013. It's Friday. Hope you're out there partying, getting ready to party, taking your shots. Out here pre-gaming. There's a lot of stuff going on in the background. We done took the show on the road. We on the road out of Portsmouth, VA. It's going crazy in here, man. Shots going on. Babies is awake. There's all types of stuff going on. We got all types of people in the house over at my cousin's house. What's happening, folks? Y'all on the off-ramp. Say what's up to the people. That's my Spanish Inquisition. Dude, I hear spelled all types of different stuff. Got all different types of stuff that we can talk on the off ramp. I'm gonna bring it to the table. Cause we've never had this type of conversation. Never really had the opportunity. So we're going to see what the people are talking about. Liquor's flowing. We only got about 20 minutes. Got a couple guests out here. So let me ask y'all. Hey, y'all are on the show. I'm going to get y'all involved in the show. So this is a show. We talk about anything. We're a show for the people, by the people. So we let the people discuss what's on their mind. So what's on y'all mind on this August 2nd, 2013? What's happening in these streets? What's popping? Anything bothering y'all? Why not? We talking about X-ray stuff.
Yeah, it's okay.
I mean, you know, you said, I mean, you she got two. She got.
You just got my voice.
What? Don't nobody. I ain't said your name. Don't nobody know who you are. We got all types of stuff. I know you said you got a couple drinks in your hand. You know, getting warmed up for your boyfriend. Lady. You gonna go home. You gonna go home and jump on your boyfriend's bones tonight.
No.
Why not?
Hell no. Hell no.
Uh oh. We got battery operated tools. Hey man. Hey man.
Talking about battery operated tools.
Hey, we can. I'm all for it, man. Ain't nothing wrong with them. That's part of being an adult.
Yeah, he's on.
Yeah, we are.
Lie.
When we talk about sex toys, I'm all for them. Shoot. I ain't in the best shape no more. If I only got to be in there for 5 minutes and a Duracell battery can get it on for an hour and I can go to sleep, I feel like we both went. I get a good night's sleep.
Nah, ain't no toys in this crib.
You feel like that's cheating if your wife uses a toy?
Man, I'm the human machine.
No, I don't
see you. Human machine. We all up in it.
I don't need no batteries. Hey, pop a Viagra or something.
You don't need no Viagra.
That's still all in fishing, though, yo. A Viagra. That's what I'm saying. It's
a
I'm just afraid that my penis would never get soft again. That's uncomfortable to put your underwear on with a hard penis. You know, when you put your underwear on and your penis is real hard, it's uncomfortable.
Why are you wearing it?
I never had sex.
Because that means your penis might hit the zipper, yo, and that could be dangerous. You ever seen Something About Mary?
I don't want to think about that. Something About Mary.
True story. When my son was born, I told the doctor, I said, hey, who's doing the circumcision? Because if his circumcision is messed up, he'll become a terrorist. Because only terrorists. Because think about it, terrorists who kill themselves must be missing out on women. Because why would you run a plane in the building if you was getting ass? For virgins. Why would you do it? Because you have a messed up penis. Somebody circumcised you in the hill of Afghanistan, and now your penis looks weird, and you're afraid to pull it out. And if you're afraid to pull it out, you'll never get sex. So what do? You join the Taliban, grow a beard.
Women came with their face. You can't let them.
Yeah, but they're promised like 100 virgins, though, when they get
sex. Yeah, they are.
Why would you want 100 virgins, yo? That's annoying, yo.
Or 100 women. Aren't they promised like 100 virgins?
Oh, they
are not virgins.
Oh, maybe not virgins, but yeah.
I wouldn't even want 100 women. Now, let me give you full disclosure. I have told y'all many a times that I have tried to convince my wife to allow us to bring another woman in the house to help around with the chores. Of course, she doesn't go for it. But I'm just saying, it would help. Yeah. But I wouldn't normally, I wouldn't honestly, I tell you the main thing, this is going to get me in trouble. Me, I couldn't cheat on my wife, not because I don't love her or anything, but I couldn't imagine talking to a woman more than once a day. Like,
I understand
more
that.
Than one woman.
I understand
like, it would kill.
It's
much. Thank you. How am I a woman, Mister? Yeah. Tell us. Say it loud.
We have a
You're
point.
You're
very
inside.
We have a point. Only because you just have to listen sometimes. Or not act like you know.
No.
You
can't
listen. Just
no.
Shut up.
No.
Just
no.
Just
no.
Just
all right. You can't listen that much.
Just shut up and let us talk. We don't even care if you're listening.
No, see, that's the problem right there. That is a lie.
You don't have to respond to me. Cause I just
that's not true. That is not true because a month later, you'll be like, remember I told you? And you're like, no, you're like, yes, I did. I told you this and this. So you don't listen.
That's where you just don't say anything anymore. Like, just don't say anything.
You're asking me a question. You're like, remember you told you? Like, yeah.
Then say you remember it then.
Because I come home, like, hey, fam, I'm going to the gym. You're like, yo, I told you we was going here. I'm like, why don't you tell me? Remember that night when you came home, I was telling you this and stuff like that? You talked to me for an hour straight. I tuned out after about 45 seconds. But I stayed there because I loved you.
Oh, that's bullshit. We don't hear bullshit.
Why? It's the truth. Do you think your boyfriend listens to everything you say?
I hope not, because I talk a lot of shit.
Men aren't programmed to listen that long. I think about how...
I know you don't listen.
I'm not programmed. I'm ADHD.
I know you don't listen.
I don't
listen
to shit.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know.
I don't listen to shit. I'll start looking through you.
What I don't understand about women is how come y'all don't talk to each other?
We do.
No.
More than what you know.
No. There is no way. Because you can't talk that much.
I talk to myself. I was like, would you? He tries. What'd you say? I said, listen, I'm talking to me.
Like,
leave me alone, okay?
It was like a little bit of poop.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no way. Because my wife, I love her. She's in the room, so I don't talk bad about her behind her face. She comes home. I walk in the door at 5:35. I walk in, and my wife says, "Hey, baby, guess what?" And I say, "What?" And I don't breathe again until about 8:30 at night. And I'm like, "That's crazy." And then I say, "I'm going to take a shower." That's how you women are.
I haven't seen that since you've been here.
That's only because she's mad at me. Wait till we get her right home. She's going
to yo.
Yo, M Extra Money, you live. What's going on, Chief?
Yo, what's going on, man? My phone died. I was at a food truck rally, man. Couldn't even keep track of time. What's good?
Yo, you had a food truck rally?
Yeah, yo, every Friday, food trucks, yo. Amazing food. Free drinks, $15, all you can drink. I'm dead.
Yeah, you bet all right. Yeah, you got three kids, yo. Where are your kids at, yo?
They with me. We do it. They got a kid there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow. Hey, hold on real quick. Hey, we got another live call from the 443. You live on the offer. Hold on. What's going on? Hello?
Say something. Yes.
Yo, who you at? Yo, who's scared to get on the line?
You missed that.
I was waiting
for you to get home.
All right, but since you just now joining on, we live in Portsmouth. I got a bunch of folks. I'm at my cousin's house with my wife. I forgot your name.
Stacia.
Anonymous.
Anonymous.
We have anonymous folks over there. We got Liverpool. And the topic of conversation, MX and Money, is why do women talk so much?
Oh,
sex work.
So the topic is why do women talk so much?
Yeah, but now it just got switched to sex toys.
She likes sex toys.
That's one of the reasons why they talk so much. You know, they don't got nothing in their mouth.
Oh, no. Okay.
You get yourself in trouble. We got a call live from Baltimore. What's going on? You're in the office. Yo, what is going on tonight? Yo, it's pandemonium, man. I have no control over this show.
Hey, man. We was watching Hip Hop Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta, yo. And the dude, who was the dude, yo? The one dude, yo, was like, asked the chick if he was good with some lettuce, yo. I didn't know where he was going, yo. But that's a hot line, yo. Like, he's a guy, asked your chick, yo, was good with some lettuce, yo. That's all you gotta say, yo.
As with him, you asking for lettuce, so a head of lettuce?
Yeah, buddy, yo.
Sorry.
See, I'm married, yo. I just asked for fellatio.
Yeah.
I know.
You're married.
You
don't know about that
boxer.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm
here.
That's the
news.
Yeah, who's that? Is that a professional?
Hey.
What's up, Alt?
Yeah,
what's going on? Who that?
You heard about the
boxer. It's
Brian. What's up,
Alt? You're like,
oh, that's Brian. Oh, what up, nephew?
Mm-hmm. What's up, man?
Not much. You got another call on the line at 615. What's going on? You're on all brand.
I just got it. I just got it myself. Go ahead,
babe. So, what's good? What everybody talk about, man?
What'd you say?
I said, what's everybody talking about? Yeah, it's all I hear is a bunch of laughing out here.
Yeah, I don't know. My Panamanian cousin came in and said, "What you know about that bachelor?" And I don't know if that's Japanese or Hispanic, but I think that's his way of asking for head. But if he's asking that to my cousin,
organic head.
She's from Jersey like me. I know she doesn't understand what that word means. But she's like, oh, shit.
I got some hurt.
So she came up to you and said, what's up with that bot
choice? Yeah, I have no idea. Yeah.
You want to try his bot choice? Oh, it was pretty good.
Oh, man. So what's popping in the streets of Baltimore tonight, yo?
Yeah? Man, same old, man. Driving home. Had a great night.
Make sure y'all be safe
good
out there. What?
Yeah, man. I said, yeah. I had some good food from the food trucks.
So where you get? Where's the food truck rally at, yo?
There's different spots every Friday, man, from 5 to 10. Yo, $15 all you can drink, and you can get a choice of whatever food truck you want to go to, yo.
I just got asked, is it like the food truck rally outside Magic City? Let's talk about strip clubs. Why?
Nah.
Okay, I see one woman's a fan of strip clubs. So why do women hate strip clubs and hate for the men to go to strip clubs? We got 7 minutes, real quick.
Not all women hate strip clubs.
Does your wife hate strip clubs?
Damn.
Yeah, Ted's getting cut though around making significant.
I
didn't
even think that question. Something else.
Hey, M. Asher, does your wife enjoy strip clubs?
You have to ask her that question, man.
Why don't you know?
I tell you what, it don't matter about my wife because I enjoy strip clubs. As long as my bills are paid, I should get no complaints. I always say, the key to any relationship is you ask your question.
Key to relationship, make your wife your
will she divorce me?
Yes.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with making your wife your stripper. Because I have no problem throwing money at her. If I throw money at her and we get it on, and she's like, all right, I'm taking the money.
Oh, yeah. The stripper does it. Yeah.
I'll take
it.
That's why I'm investing.
Take it, yeah. Get a pool.
And actually, you throw money at your wife, is she keeping it, or is she going to let you have it back, yo?
That's another question for her, yeah. I don't have no idea, yeah.
Yeah, where's Angie?
I'm ready to put her on the phone.
All right.
He's like,
bro,
hello?
He's awesome. Sis.
Hello? Yes.
Hey, what up, sis?
I don't know. What's up?
Shit, you gotta come down to VA and hang out.
Yeah, we're having fun over here.
But y'all,
we'll be down there in 3 weeks.
Oh, so y'all gonna come down for the September 2nd run?
Yes, and then I'm apparently doing my first 5K with DJ C Cyrus.
Yeah, that's October 6th.
I know. So I'm coming. We're coming down 2 times in 2 months. So don't. I don't want to hear any complaints in the future. But what's the question?
Who's complaining? I need your daughter to watch my son. But, oh, okay, so my question is, if you and your husband, right, y'all feeling real freaky, you saying, yo, go get 100 ones out the bank. We going to get it popping tonight. You throwing some 2 Chainz, you throwing some Luke, you in there stripping for him, and he throwing dollar bills at you and all that stuff. Y'all get it on, and you wake up, and there's money all over. Do you put the money in your pocket, or do you let him take it?
I put the money in my pocket. I worked for that money. I put it straight in my pocket.
Yes, girl. It ain't just about
giving.
It's put more. I'm just tripping. Right?
And,
it's
left in his pocket. Take that, too.
I love
DJ,
it. Call
DJ, what
coming
would you
in.
Yeah, that is so wrong on so many different levels. You should let him keep his money. That,
why?
Why are you taking his money?
I'm keeping it. If you want to give it to a stripper, an anonymous person, then you might.
First
give
of all,
man,
if a man goes to a strip club, he's normal men are only spending about $20 to $50. If we in the house and you stripping for us, you do that for us, we'll take $200-$300 out of the bank because we we can keep that money. We can still pay our bills with that money. We just having fun that night. Men would rather their wives do a strip show for them than to go to the strip club.
But most women.
All right, well,
most women.
But if you were a smart man, you would have taken like $20 out and recycled that 20. Like, drop 10 and like pick 3 or 4 up that fell around the bed, and then drop that 3. I'm a frugal strip clubber. So I will like drop 3 or 4 and then like find the ones around their feet that they didn't pick up, and then I'll pick those up real quick and shove them back in their bikini, and then let them shove them too far down so that they fall through, and then I pick it right back up, and then I put it right back in.
Yeah, are you a strip club champ?
Yes.
Yeah, you can't be stealing from strippers, yo. They're strippers. They're already bad in life.
No, they're making like they make more than waiters and waitresses make. So they have a salary plus what they're making, and a lot of them get benefits, and they get I'm not even justifying what they do, but they also.
But most of them are cracking.
Well, I know people that legitimately strip. I met this girl who was 380 pounds at Malone's Crab Feast the other day, and she is a stripper, and she is proud and loud and everything, and she said she has benefits, because I'm always trying to sell insurance. She has benefits, she has group life insurance paid, and they pay her car insurance. So
I'll
she
tell
is
you what,
living
I'll
a wonderful with... life at near 400 pounds.
Hey, sis, I tell you what, I wouldn't throw no dollar bills at her. I throw nothing but carrots at her. Carrots and stuff.
Or donuts and cooking.
I tie a dollar to a cheeseburger and keep running around the strip club. I'm only trying to help her out.
If you saw a Muslim stripper in a burqa, what would you give her?
Yeah, I'd ask her how much would it cost to eat this piece of bacon, and I'm not talking about me. I'm really talking about a piece of bacon.
You would ask her a question?
No, if she's a Muslim stripper, I'm going to take some money out of her.
That's what you should pay her in bacon. You should pay her in bacon or turkey bacon.
Yeah, I throw bacon at a Muslim stripper, you know, to see how much she really wants the money. But hey, that's our show tonight. Sis, I love talking to you. I'll see you in 3 weeks. And tell my
okay,
brother.
Okay, I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Tell my brother I said kiss my ass. I can't get jiggy with this shit.
He's like,